Good evening. This is In the Field with Original Nay and Sav. You gonna welcome yourself, Sav?
Yes, Sav is checking in as the leaders of the AFC North. Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're gonna jump right in. We're gonna do week 15's recap. And I'm going to start with the first one. Some of these might be out of order because when I was looking for the scores earlier, I was bobbing and weaving through all the 1 o'clock games. But hopefully you can find the one I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. All right. So the first one was Thursday night. It's the Falcons at the Bucks. The Falcons
won. Well, let me just recap. I'm ready to say, we'll start off the week with the divisional matchup. The Buccaneers hosting the Falcons, in which Falcons won by a score of 29-28. Falcons scored a TD early in the fourth quarter to take a 28-14 lead, then proceed to let Falcons score 15 unanswered points. Three straight scoring drives for Falcons in fourth. It went TD, missed two-point conversion, TD, missed two-point conversion, then field goal to seal the deal. Falcons dominate in total yards, 476 total yards to the Bucks, 338 total yards. Falcons sacked Baker Mayfield five times.
Damn.
Falcons really was battling themselves in this game as they commit 19 penalties for 125 yards, but they still get the division win on a Bucks team fighting for the playoffs. Bucks player of the game was Baker Mayfield. He went 19-34 for 277 yards, two touchdowns and one interception. Honorable mention to Mike Evans. He had six catches for 132 yards. Falcons player of the game was Kirk Cousins. He went 30-44 for 373 yards and three touchdowns. Honorable mention to Bijan Robinson. He rushed 19 times for 93 yards and a touchdown, and he also added eight catches for 82 yards. Honorable mention to Kyle Pitts. He had 11 catches for 166 yards and a hat trick, three touchdowns.
All right, I chose Bucks and he chose the Falcons. He won that one.
All right, next we have a divisional matchup, the Bengals hosting the Ravens, and was the Ravens shut them out 24-0. This game started off slow. It was 4 minutes and some change left in the half before we got the first score of the game. Ravens went on to score back-to-back touchdowns right before the half, though taking a 14-0 halftime lead and never looked back. Bengals were never able to gain no momentum in this game. Ravens score on a pick six and win turnover battle 2-1. Ravens averaged 8 yards per play, only running 40 yards. Ravens averaged 8 yards per play, only running 40 plays to the Bengals' 71 plays. Bengals even dominate time possession 39 minutes to Ravens 21 minutes, but it didn't seem to matter. Ravens player of the game was Lamar Jackson. He went 8-12 for 150 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Honorable mention to Derrick Henry. He had 11 rushes for 100 yards.
All right, and we both chose the Bengals. Of course, the Ravens won that one.
Yes, moving on. Next, we had the Eagles hosting the Raiders, in which Eagles shut out the Raiders 31-0. Not much to say here. As Eagles went in the half up 17-0 and cruised from there. Eagles defense put Raiders in a straitjacket, straight embarrassing the Raiders. The Raiders ran 42 plays and only commanded 75 total yards. Eagles dominate every team stat. They had over 300 more yards than the Raiders. Eagles had 27 first downs to the Raiders' 7 first downs. Eagles dominate time of possession 39 minutes to the Raiders' 21 minutes. Eagles also win turnover battle 1-0 and only punt one time all game. Eagles player of the game was Jalen Hurts. He went 12-15 for 175 yards and three touchdowns. He also added 39 rushing yards. Honorable mention to Dallas Goedert. He had six catches for 70 yards and two touchdowns.
Welcome, Ride Solo. Eagles won this game. Sav chose the Eagles. I chose the Raiders, so he won that one.
Yes, next we had the Cardinals at the Texans. Next, we had the Texans hosting the Cardinals, in which Texans won by a score of 40-20. Texans jump out to 17-0 first quarter lead and cruise from there. Texans had 400 yards of total offense and win turnover battle 2-0. Fun fact, both teams ran exactly 63 total plays. Texans only punt the ball one time, though. Cardinals player of the game was Trey McBride. He had 12 catches for 134 yards and two touchdowns. Honorable mention to Jacoby Brissett. He went 27-40 for 249 yards, three touchdowns, and one interception. Texans player of the game was C.J. Stroud. He went 22 of 29 for 260 yards and 3 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Nico Collins. He had 3 catches for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns.
We both chose the Texans. We both won that one.
Yes. So next we have a divisional matchup. The Chiefs hosting the Chargers, in which the Chargers won 16-13. This was a defensive matchup as neither team went over 300 yards of total offense. Chargers went time of possession 35 minutes to the Chiefs 25 minutes. Chargers went turnover battle 2-1. Chiefs lose Pat Mahomes to torn ACL. And this loss to the Chargers eliminates them from playoff contention. So he had plenty of time to heal up. Chiefs player of the game was Pat Mahomes. He went 16-28 for 189 yards, 1 interception. He also added 15 rush yards and a rushing touchdown. Chargers player of the game was Justin Herbert. He went 19-29 for 210 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception.
I chose the Chargers. Sav chose the Chiefs. I won that one.
All right, next we had the Bills at the Patriots. Next, we had a divisional matchup, the Patriots hosting the Bills, in which Bills won by a score of 35-21. Pats jump out to a 21-point lead in this game and go into half up 24-7. But Pats fold like lawn chairs in the second half, getting outscored 28-7. Both teams go for near 400 yards of total offense. Patriots run for 250 rushing yards in this game. Penalties kill Pats in this one, though, as they have 7 penalties for 65 yards to Bills only 2 penalties for 15 yards. Bills win turnover battle 1-0. Bills win time of possession 35 minutes to the Pats 25 minutes. Pats player of the game is rookie running back Travion Henderson. He rushed 14 times for 148 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bills player of the game was Josh Allen. He went 19-28 for 193 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also added 48 rushing yards. Honorable mention for James Cook. He carried 22 times for 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added a receiving touchdown for the hat trick, 3 total touchdowns.
All right. Bills won that one. We both chose the Patriots. We lost that.
All right. Next, we had the Jaguars hosting the Jets, in which Jaguars dominate by a score of 48-20. Jaguars dominate every major team stat. They had 438 total yards of offense to the Jets, 284 total yards of offense. Jags had 24 first downs to the Jets, 19 first downs. Jags averaged 7.4 yards a play to the Jets, 4.2 yards a play. Jags win turnover battle 3-1. Jags player of the game was Trevor Lawrence. He went 20-32 for 330 yards and 5 touchdowns. He also added 51 rushing yards and another touchdown for 6 total touchdowns altogether. A career game for him.
All right, we both chose Jaguars, and we won that one.
All right, next we have a divisional matchup, the Giants hosting the Commanders, in which Commanders won by a score of 29-21. Washington was dominating this game at halftime 22-17. Washington was dominating this game at halftime 22-7 and cruised from there. Giants do make it a closer game, but we led from start to finish. Washington player of the game was Marcus Mariota. He went 10-19 for 211 yards, 1 touchdown. He also added 43 rushing yards. Giants player of the game was Jackson Dart. He went 20-36 for 246 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also added 63 rushing yards.
All right. I want to say good evening to Maria, Big Baby, and Glows May. I chose the Giants. Sav chose the Commanders. Commanders won. Sav won that game.
All right, next we had the Browns at the Bears. Yes, next we had the Bears hosting the Browns, in which Bears dominate by a score of 31-3. Bears were winning 14-0 at half and proceed to outscore Browns 17-3 in the second half. Bears dominate every major team stat. Bears had 361 total yards of offense to Browns 192 total yards of offense. Bears averaged 5.6 yards per play to Browns 3.4 yards per play. Bears had 21 first downs to the Browns, 9 first downs.
Damn.
And Bears win turnover battle 3-0. Bears player of the game was Caleb Williams. He went 17-28 for 242 yards, 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to DeAndre Swift. He carried 18 times for 98 yards and 2 touchdowns. And another honorable mention to DJ Moore. He had 4 catches for 69 yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right. I chose the Bears. Sav chose the Browns. I won this game.
Next, we had the Panthers at the Saints. Next, we have a divisional matchup.
4 o'clock games.
We have a divisional matchup, the Saints hosting the Panthers, in which Saints won by a score of 20-17. I wasn't going to talk much about this game because it wasn't too many stats for real. So I just gave y'all the player of the games. Panthers player of the game was Bryce Young. He went 15-24 for 163 yards and one touchdown. He also added 49 rushing yards. Saints player of the game was Tyler Shough. He went 24-32 for 272 yards, one touchdown. He also added 32 rushing yards.
All right, and where we at? We both chose Panthers. We lost. Saints won this game.
Yes. Next, we had the Rams hosting the Lions. It was Lions won by a score of
41-34. The Rams?
Rams won by a score of 41-34. This game was fireworks as Lions put up nearly 400 yards of total offense and Rams put up a little over 500 total yards of total offense.
Damn.
Rams had 30 first downs to the Lions, 21 first downs. Lions player of the game was Jared Goff. He went 25 of 41 for 338 yards and three touchdowns. Honorable mention to Amara St. Brown. He had 13 catches for 164 yards and two touchdowns. Rams player of the game was Matt Stafford. He went 24-38 for 368 yards and two touchdowns, one interception. Honorable mention to Kobe Parkinson. He had five catches for 75 yards and two touchdowns. And honorable mention to Puka Nacua. He had nine catches for 181 yards.
Damn, that's a lot of yards, nine catches. Next game, we both chose the Rams, and the Rams won this game.
Yes, next, we had the Seahawks hosting the Colts, and with Seahawks won by a score of 18-16. Not much to say in this game, as it was a defensive matchup that came down to the Seahawks kicking a 56-yard field goal for the win. Seahawks player of the game was kicker Jason Myers. He went 6-6 on field goals, scoring all 18 of the Seahawks points. All
right, we both chose the Seahawks, and Seahawks won this game. Welcome, Eric Solomon, for joining. And tap the hearts, guys. We want some hearts.
All right, next we had the Packers at the Broncos. We had the Broncos hosting the Packers, and with Broncos won by a score of 34-26. This was a pretty even game as both teams put up nearly 400 total yards of offense. The Broncos averaged 6 yards per play to the Packers' 5.7 yards per play. Broncos pick up 21 first downs. Packers pick up 19 first downs. Broncos run 65 total plays to the Packers, 63 total plays. Both teams possessed the ball for about 30 minutes. Broncos win turnover battle 2-1. Packers player of the game was Josh Jacobs. He rushed 12 times for 73 yards and a touchdown. He also added two catches for 19 yards and another touchdown. Broncos player of the game was Bo Nix. He went 23-34 for 302 yards and four touchdowns. Honorable mention to Cam Sutton. He had seven catches for 113 yards and a touchdown.
All right. Broncos won this game. I chose the Broncos. Sav chose the Packers. I won this one.
Yes, next we had the 49ers hosting the Titans. It was 49ers won by a score of 37-24. 49ers had a 31-10 lead going into the fourth quarter and cruised home to a dominant victory. 49ers dominate every major team stat. 49ers had 430 total yards to the Titans, 306 total yards. 49ers had 28 first downs to the Titans, 18 first downs. 49ers ran 70 plays to the Titans, 49 plays. 49ers dominate time possession 37 minutes to the Titans 23 minutes. 49ers never punted in this game. Titans player of the game was Tony Pollard. He had 14 carries for 104 yards and a touchdown. 49ers player of the game was Brock Purdy. He went 23 of 30 for 295 yards, three touchdowns. He also added 44 rushing yards.
All right. I chose the Titans. Sav chose the 49ers. Sav won that game.
All right, next, we had the Cowboys hosting the Vikings, and with Vikings and Cowboys playoff chances by a score of 34-26. Cowboys went 2-12 on third down conversions, and their defense played horrible, letting J.J. Magic City McCarthy put belt to ass on them boys.
Huh.
You ain't gonna lie.
You see how he talks about my boys?
You ain't gonna like this one.
Oh, my God.
He said, all right, hold on, take it back. Cowboys went 2-12 on third down conversions, and their defense played horrible, letting J.J. Magic City McCarthy put belt to ass on the boys.
Hey, Jeremy.
We got to switch Dak Prescott's name in big games to Whack Ascot. But nah, all jokes.
I'm mentally giving him the finger.
But no, all jokes aside, Mr. Reliable Brandon Aubrey missed 2 field goals in this game, hurting Cowboys' chances. Cowboys player of the game was Devontae Williams. He rushed 15 times for 91 yards and a touchdown. Vikings player of the game was J.J. McCarthy. He went 15 of 24 for 250 yards, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. He also added 15 rushing yards and another touchdown on the ground.
Okay. We both chose the Cowboys. Of course, you see, we lost. So, next game would be the final game, Monday night game. Of course, you know, he ain't going to have nothing bad to say about this game at all.
Yes, next we had the Steelers hosting the Dolphins, and with Steelers won by a score of 28-15. Steelers had a 28-3 lead in the fourth, capping off 4 straight touchdown drives. Dolphins scored 2 touchdowns as we let up, knowing this game was in the bag. We, not the Ravens, blowing 15-20 point leads in the fourth quarter. No, sir. Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Steelers put up over 300 total yards of offense. Dolphins had came into this game hot, rushing for nearly 200 yards in their last 4 contests, in which they were 4-0 in, but not tonight. Still a stingy run defense, only allowed 63 total yards rushing. Steelers remain in the driver's seat of the AFC North. Here we go. Dolphins player of the game was Tua, turned the ball over. He went 22 of 28. 253 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Honorable mention to Darren Waller. He had 7 catches for 66 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Steelers player of the game was Aaron Rodgers. He went 23 of 27 for 224 yards and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Kenneth Gainwell. He had 13 carries for 80 yards, and he also added 7 receptions for 46 yards.
Okay.
And that'll wrap up the recap.
All right, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about some stuff I wrote down. I'm going to talk about Phillip Rivers. He came back out of retirement after 5 years. 44 years old, he returned as grandpa status. 18 of 27 for 120 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Not too bad for 5 years off the game. Now keeping playoff chances dimmer with the loss. Better luck next lifetime. Phillip Rivers. Micah Parsons suffers torn ACL. He said, "I may be sidelined, but I'm not defeated," he wrote on his social media. Matt LaFleur said, "It doesn't look good. I'll leave it at that." Season-ending injury for the former Penn State alumni. See you next season. Sit on the couch with your former team, the Cowboys, since we probably won't make playoffs. All right, Jaden Daniels. Out for the rest of the season to a dislocated elbow injury. He aggravated in week 14 as he was not medically cleared for contact since the team has been eliminated from playoffs, he will not risk any more injuries and get that elbow back in whack. This is his second season, and it is frustrating and disappointing as he already had missed time from a knee sprain and hamstring injury. He is upset he can't play, but is being very understanding because of his career and longevity. Moving on to Daniel Jones. Suffered an injury that is season-ending from a ruptured Achilles tendon in his right leg during the game December 7th. It requires surgery and several months off. He will be ready for training camp next summer. Before, he suffered with a fractured tibia that was misdiagnosed as a hamstring problem. All right, we're going to move on to trivia for Sav. Who is the player that made MVP and played for, he got it on both teams that he played for?
Payman?
Yes. What were the teams?
The Colts and the Broncos.
Amen. What's the nickname for the last player picked in the NFL draft?
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yes. Good job. What 2 players have won NFL MVP in the Super Bowl era and were not quarterbacks or running backs?
Santonio Holmes?
Mm-mm.
What'd you say again?
What 2 players have won NFL MVP in the Super Bowl and were not quarterbacks or running backs? Good evening, Ariel Coleman. One of them's your man, too. At least I've heard you talk about him a lot.
They Super Bowl MVP.
Uh-huh. But they weren't QBs or RBs. Hello, Don Corleone.
I don't know. I can't think about that.
Alan Page and Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, before my time.
But Lawrence Taylor, I heard you speak about before.
Yeah, he was a good defense. He was a great defensive player in the Hall of Fame.
All right. Who has the most return touchdowns in the NFL of all time? Return touchdowns.
Devin Hester.
Devin Hester. Do you know his stats on that?
What is like 17?
I'm about to tell you what they are. 20 return touchdowns. 5 kickoff returns, 14 punt returns, 1 missed field goal return. Which NFL team had the most wins in the 70s?
They won the Steelers?
No.
The Cowboys?
Amen. Them Cowboys.
We won 4 Super Bowls in the 70s now.
Against, and a couple of them was against us. All right, now we're going to do our predictions for week 16, which starts tomorrow, and this is the first week that we have Saturday games. And there's no byes.
All right, well, let me know we're playing on Saturday.
All right, so tomorrow night it will be the Rams at the Seahawks. I chose the Rams. Who are you choosing, Sab?
I'm taking the Rams, too.
Rams it is. Saturday games, 5 p.m. Eagles at the Commanders. I chose the Eagles. Who did you choose?
I'm trying to choose the Eagles team.
Eagles. All right. The late night game for Saturday, 8:20, is the Packers at the Bears. I chose the Bears. Who do you choose?
Packers.
All right. With no Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the 7th seed as of now. Which means without Parsons in these last 3 games, they might be bumped out of the playoffs.
No, I don't think this is going to happen. No, I'm sorry.
Sunday, 1 o'clock games. We have the Chargers at the Cowboys. I chose my Cowboys. Who do you choose?
Oh, the Chargers.
You're going to choose the Chargers. Of course, he's going against me this week. All right, next game is Vikings at the Giants. I chose the Vikings. You chose... Are you choosing?
I'm choosing the Giants.
You're choosing the Giants. Woohoo. All right. Next game is the Bengals at the Dolphins. I chose the Dolphins. Who are you choosing?
I'm taking the Bengals.
Bengals. You're doing the upsets. All right. Next game is the Buccaneers at the Panthers. I chose the Bucks. Who are you choosing?
One Panthers to win, but I'm going to Bucks.
All right. You choose the Bucks as well. Next game is the Jets at the Saints. I chose the Saints. Who are you choosing?
Yeah, I took the Saints too.
Somebody is trying to interrupt. Saints for you as well. Next game is the Bills at the Browns. I chose the Bills. Who do you choose?
Take the Bills too.
Bills it is. Next game for 1 o'clock and the last 1 o'clock game is the Chiefs at the Titans. I chose the Titans. Who did you choose?
The Chiefs.
Chiefs. All right. All right, we're going to move on to the 4 o'clock games. We got the Jags at the Broncos. I chose the Jags. Who do you choose?
Jags and Broncos?
Uh-huh. Broncos. Hey, they heart. Welcome, welcome, Chloe. Hello, Larry Doc. Welcome. Jags or Broncos?
You say who was on?
Broncos.
Probably gonna take them then.
Broncos, okay. All right, let me see. We're going to move on to the next game.
No, matter of fact, give me the Jaguars.
Never mind, wants the Jags. Okay, switch that up. See the line going through that. Somebody's calling me now. I don't know who that is. But anyway, hold on a second. Let me decline the call. All right. Next game, 4 o'clock, is the Falcons at the Cardinals. I chose the Cardinals. Who will you choose?
Falcons.
Falcons, all right. Next game is the Raiders at the Texans. I chose the Texans. Who do you choose?
Texans.
Texans it is.
I don't even know why I thought so hard about this.
Next game is the Steelers at the Lions. I chose the Steelers. And we know you chose your Steelers.
So. Yeah, this is going to be a test for us this week then. I ain't going to say that we definitely going to win, but we can win this game if we get pressure on Jared Goff, man, and stop that run game.
All right.
Like we just did to Miami last week. Y'all heard my stats, man. We shut Miami down. They was coming in.
Shut Miami down.
They was coming in averaging almost 200, 200 rushing yards a game over there.
Hey,
last
Ross.
They ain't even crack 100, though.
All right.
They ain't even crack 75, man. We shut that shit down, man. So we trying to go shut down. We trying to go shut down Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, too.
That ear itches. Okay, Sunday night game is Patriots at the Ravens. I chose the Patriots. Who do you choose? Ravens home, too. And it's prime time.
It's time for Lamar to fold under the lights and give me the Pats.
Alrighty. Patriots, it is for you as well. Monday night game is the 49ers at Phillip Rivers. I chose the 49ers. Who do you choose?
The 49ers who?
And Phillip Rivers. Hello, Stefan FX. Hello, Zayheart Chloe again. And Johnny Hobbs. And the user with 20,000 numbers. It looks like it's an 800 number.
I'm going to take the Colts to win this game.
All right. Sav is choosing the Colts to win this game. And like I said, there is no buys this week. I believe the buys are over. There's only 3 games left. This week and two more weeks after that. But we will be back next week, same time, Wednesday, sometime before I go to bed. And I'll be uploading this onto the podcast as soon as I can get a chance to edit it. But we're about to roll out, so I'll probably do it when I get home. Talk to you guys later. It is Original Nay, and I'm out along with...
Save out. I thought we was already out.